Oh, wait. Yes!
Who's Waldorf? Roundhead?
Waldorf is on the left.
Wait, okay, on my left or his left?
On the left.
Like the taller guy, Waldorf?
Statler's taller.
Okay, so you're Waldorf. And you're Statler.
Oh, okay, let me say first, not for children, this podcast. This podcast is... I'm gonna beat the shit out of Statler.
No, he's Waldorf.
Fucking A. Okay, so let me start over. We have Statler, Wardrobe,
Waldorf,
Bootsy, and Frog.
So tell us about your other weekend. You never told us about your other weekend either. The weekend before?
The Sensualist?
Yeah.
I'm seeing him again on the 12th.
Okay. So you know, like, all the way up to it, you're halfway thinking it is BS.
Yes.
Which is what he told me all along, that people always think it's BS.
Yes, yeah.
But it wasn't. It was probably the most intense orgasm I've ever had.
Are you kidding?
Because there was no... There was no rush for sex, because he doesn't have sex.
Right, right.
So, you literally have to kind of force yourself to lay back and enjoy. Yeah. Because you're not expected to do anything.
In fact, it's required
no
to
below
not
the waist.
Do that.
You can't even touch below the waist.
Really?
So, like, I could unbutton his...
You tell her she can't do something? Yes.
But he's dead serious.
Yeah.
It's a hard no. I went once, but I immediately caught myself.
Yeah.
I didn't do it on purpose. When I told him going in that was my fear, not that I would intentionally go against that, but just instinct.
Right. That's what you...
Yeah.
You're normally focused on.
But... It's just very casual. We started out we probably chatted for a good hour.
Yeah.
And I think you and I were on the bed the whole time. And then he came over and I was in between them. And then just as they were chatting, you know what it felt like? You know how you want things to happen organically?
Yeah.
Just, you know, as he was chatting with me, he just started touching.
Yeah.
It just went from
there.
See,
that's perfect, right? Because it doesn't feel like...
Yeah. It was intense.
Yeah.
I left feeling like I had not satisfied him.
But you did.
Well, that's what he said. He says, not for you to worry about. That's
right.
What satisfies me.
Right. Because he has to go home then at that point.
Yeah, and he said... You know, it's not... I'm trying to remember the term that he used. Breathtaking.
Yeah.
Is how it went for him.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? You know?
Yeah.
I learned that it truly is his thing. It's not BS at all. He never wants
to take
it further.
Right.
He likes listening.
Yeah.
He loves, you know, hearing it. It was intense. And then I actually fell asleep, cuddled up to him afterwards while they were gone.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah, I mean, it was in no way the dominant, like, I really like dominant. And I told him that going into it. I don't even know if I like this.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like that at all.
Right.
But it was nice to just kind of, and it probably took me a good 20 or 30 minutes just to get my head in that spot of just relax and
that's what
you know
what
let
like,
it happen
yeah
so it was
now when you go on these things do you drink before you go or do you drink once you get there
I think I had a glass
yeah you did not drink
no I didn't I did in the beginning when we first started experimenting I drank a lot but I think that was because of self-consciousness
yeah
what is that? Oh, it's a T-touch printer, but it's one that connects to it. And there's a bunch
so
of
we probably start talking about this. And then...
It's an older one.
I just want to make sure that we're straight on what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we finally start talking about sex.
And we're interrupting him. He's talking louder now.
Okay.
Just saying.
I just saw a widget I've never seen before and had no idea. had to have clarification. It was an emergency.
It was an emergency.
It was an emergency conference. And I'm loving these gears.
So,
fantastic.
They're like velvet, aren't they?
Should we clarify that you're paying the dog's ears and not Bootsy's ears?
Mr. Bootsy's ears.
You know why I arranged another date?
Why?
Because I know I don't have to do it.
I love that.
It's just like, I've been so stressed the last couple of months.
You're
like, I just... And I told him at one point, I said, I feel so selfish. And he said, there's nothing wrong with being selfish every once in a while,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, it's a whole different expectation now.
Yeah.
So,
does that change your expectation with other people?
No. It's very weird. Like, we just made another date with that pilot.
Yeah.
Who was the most confident.
Yeah.
Probably at the top of my range.
Your level.
Yeah.
That you're gonna go.
And I told the first time that I wouldn't even be able to handle that very often. But when I wanted it, I would want it. If
right.
That makes sense.
Right.
So it's just different. I mean.
Yeah.
So there's just the three.
Well, at different times, you want different kinds of sex.
Exactly.
Right? So it's like,
yeah.
Sometimes you want to be taken care of.
Yep.
Sometimes you want to take care of someone else. And sometimes you want somebody to tell you what to do.
Yes.
You know.
Yep. It's like I have... Sounds so bad. But it's like I have... mild, medium, you know, it's like,
yes,
whatever.
It's like different spices to your sex life.
Exactly.
It's like different, because sometimes you want something different.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just want it hard and fast and dirty, and sometimes you want to spend some time and just,
yep,
you know, get a quality,
yeah,
experience out of it.
It amazes me at the different techniques,
yeah,
of different things.
Okay, I'm sure that you felt a lot of things that you really love that you didn't think you would love. But have you felt anything that you really absolutely hate?
No. I just found something he doesn't like in regards to watching.
Yeah.
And that was... There was something that really turned you off. Was it the finger in the mouth?
Yeah, that's not a thing for me.
Because he would put his fingers... to try and control my face movements,
yeah,
and stuff.
Like where you were looking or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
He couldn't. I mean, he said it was just an absolute turn off.
Was that because it was just so dominant that it was just like...
I don't know.
I had to just...
He took it away. And I knew right then, I was like, ugh.
I can tell right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it really turned him.
Yeah.
But I haven't... You know what? That's not true. I thought I would love an overnight between two guys.
Yeah.
I really thought I would love it.
Yeah.
And the first time we did that,
you just hated it.
I wanted him out.
You're like,
I hated it.
Yeah, but you don't
always
hate it.
Yeah, because now
me,
I love
him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it
is
was...
Is that because you know you don't have to do it?
I do have... a much different kind of connection with him than...
Yeah, that's
the other guy.
That's Jay. But he doesn't stay. His thing is...
Oh, you're using the first letter.
I
was like, I don't know,
Jay!
Yeah, he doesn't do overnights. He doesn't do stuff.
See, I think I would like the not doing overnights only because I don't like to be crowded in bed. I don't like people like laying up on me.
Oh, you hate it.
Yeah, I would just be like, I want, like, even he gets this much room in our king size bed.
Yeah.
And I like to spread out.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. I don't like to be touched.
I should have known that the heat would get to me, and that did.
Yeah.
And I think that too with B is he does not care one iota about my fan.
Okay,
he'll
well then
lay
that.
Right next to it.
But
he will make jokes. Yeah, he'll make jokes. You know,
oh my god! Because I would be
in fact, I enjoy kind of cuddling up between them.
Yeah,
but that first time, I couldn't wait for the night to be over.
And
we were very new at it, so I didn't know.
Right.
I didn't know how to boot somebody.
Right.
You know?
Right. It's like, shouldn't you be on your way?
That was a whole, there was a very specific Reddit/r
about how to get people on.
Well, one of the things was how long do you want the guy to stay?
Right.
There's like 2 hours and then boot, and then it's overnight, and there's however long. I mean, there was a lot of discussion.
Yeah.
There was a lot of response that didn't work.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. It didn't sound like you either remembered it or even told him about it. We're getting the same house we had in February.
Yeah.
So it's a whole different season. If y'all want to come up while we go to... You could still spend the night. We just would be in the loft.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if you wanted to do a photo shoot in a different season there.
Might be fun.
And another hot tub.
Yeah.
Let's go to sleep at some point.
When we drag him with Benadryl on his own.
Yeah.
Well, the hot tub would not hold four of us.
It would hold two of us.
I was about to say.
Yeah, if he doesn't sleep in that loft that looks right down at the hot tub, that would be bad.
No, it doesn't.
What? No.
Yeah.
That loft, if he even woke up, would look up to the living room. The things on the third floor. And who cares? It's
That's where the master bedroom was that you were in. Was on the
That's
floor,
the least of my worries. If he finds naked in a hot tub, he's not really going to think. Because he's seen me naked.
Dad's dick.
So that's a little different. But the good thing is, he is a pretty hard sleeper.
And the bubbles come up pretty far. It's like you're going to
I'm not worried
see...
about the hot tub.
Yeah.
That's not an issue.
We can sit and watch scary movies. Does he like scary movies?
I don't let him
And by
watch
scary movies, I mean like Were-Rabbit, because they scare me too. So I'm thinking like the Were-Rabbit movies, like The Wallace and Gromit.
Those are scary.
They are scary movies. They're like...
Oh, you mean until he falls asleep.
Yeah.
And then when he crashes.
Yeah. I love Wallace and Gromit.
Anyway, so we're driving up Sunday, but we need to know... Because we don't leave till Wednesday, right?
Wednesday?
And then we're going to Carowinds. So it'd be Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, we're talking
ticket shit.
Okay. God. I hate fucking school. Do you know the damper that puts on your schedule?
Are they back in school already?
They start the 22nd.
Until the 27th.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Oh, well then you're good.
Yeah.
Well then you're good.
Because
this is 3 days. Are we talking 3 days from now? I'm still...
Yeah. Yes, we're on vacation starting tomorrow. We drive to that house tomorrow.
Oh, so we're talking
And we're
Sunday.
There,
yeah.
And we're there till Wednesday.
Just let you know, because that's kind of... I would have to ask
No, off. You let us know.
She's saying let her know before tomorrow, because...
Well,
if
I'm going to be Monday, I would want to go back to work
okay.
Monday.
So if you do that, then we'll go up to... all the photos that you want. Either way, we'll figure out how to... But if you spend the night...
Okay. We can go up and just hang out for the day and then drive back.
Okay, fine.
Okay. But can we at least
I
eat
know,
dinner with
he's
him?
Like, he's like, nah, we'll just go.
Can we eat safer?
Well, I'm thinking about Monday versus Tuesday.
Yeah, but can we at least
that is
like
true,
spend the night?
How much vacation do you have left? You have a vacation the week after, right?
He doesn't know about that yet.
Oh.
Talk about that.
Nope.
That's okay.
Why?
We have a birth.
You're not blowing him, are you? Because
no.
Would it matter if she was?
No, well, he's kind of creepy.
He is a creep, yeah.
So whenever she, whenever
why would she
nice,
blow him?
Whenever she does something nice for him, it's kind of like... This is the guy that had pictures of her.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
He went online and found pictures of me.
And he approached her about it.
And he said,
printed one out, right?
Yeah, he said.
So there was a picture of you.
This is way prior to that. This is probably
no. This was a
but
picture that was taken.
We're talking about when the picture was taken. It was a very old picture.
Oh, it's a really old picture. Yeah, it was an old picture. And I know because my boobs were still like reaching
him.
He
found it?
Yeah, he found it.
But how do you just find that?
a lot of those guys were going to those sites because they're not porn sites. So they don't have to worry about
viruses. He printed it out and said what?
And he said, yeah, he says, this you. He said, you need to be careful. I said, I don't care. You know, because
I think he was thinking he could get one up on her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but he has a really nice beach house. And so, yeah, and it's really nice. And so I said, come here to the beach. And so he got us a beach house.
What did we pay for?
$100.
And, so and a blowjob.
Only if we get it on film.
No. But it's only a couple of days, and the kids only have to miss one day of school. Can I just say that any kid of mine that's sitting there bitching about missing a day of school because they're at the beach, yeah, fuck him. I said, you know what? I said, we are at the goddamn beach.
But he's been once with his girlfriend already this year, right?
He hasn't been with me. He'll
How
be
old
with
is
me.
He?
He's 17.
16.
Well, he'll be 17 in November.
Yeah. Now he's 16.
Oh, wait. Yes! Who's Waldorf? Roundhead?
Waldorf is on the left.
Wait, okay, on my left or his left?
On the left.
Like the taller guy, Waldorf?
No, Statler's the taller guy.
Okay, Statler. So you're Waldorf. And you're Statler.
Oh, okay. Let me say first, not for children, this podcast. This podcast, I'm going to beat the shit out of Statler.
No, he's Waldorf.
Fucking A. Okay, so let me start over. We have Statler, Wardrobe,
Waldorf,
Waldorf,
Bootsy.